This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. It's been a rough couple of years for Washington potato growers, but so far this season, not without its own problems, things are looking pretty good. The Washington Potato Commission's Matthew Blua says the challenges this year include a cooler than normal spring and skyrocketing input costs.
Absolutely. The price of fuel is high for growers like it is for everybody else, and also the price of fertilizer is much higher. Growing a crop this year is a lot more expensive than it's been for quite a while.
But still, Blua says the growers keep on pushing.
They do. It's really, really amazing what they have to work with, the huge risks they take, the changes in expenses every year, and yet they do it because they love it. And they do it because they feel like they're doing something that's really important, and they are.
And Blua says it's not to get rich.
No, they're not getting rich, and they're working awfully hard, and they're taking a big risk. And people have to understand that their food doesn't come from a grocery store. That's just a stop along the way.
But bottom line?
I think we're on track like we should be. Everything is looking really good right now. There's plenty of opportunity for things to fail, but I think we're on top of it. We're keeping a good eye on things, and our growers are doing very well. I'm hopeful we'll have a real good season.
According to USDA data, Washington growers planted roughly 80% russet varieties in 2020, down slightly from 2018 and 19.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.